Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Fire Exit.
One, two, three, fight!
Do what you want to get me out of here. Can't do what you want, girl, make me disappear. As long as we're
alive,
as long as I
don't die,
and things are getting better, the summer's coming in. Yes, all the people are taking drugs and sex and drink, and I'm
alive,
and everything goes, and we know it's alright. All the people are happy that are at their heads tonight. And I'm
alive.
And I
won't die.
No, 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 no. And
I'm alive.
And I
won't die.
Here's Paul.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bears this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Fire Exit, a track called As Long As We're Alive. That's going back a few years, Tony, because I must have got that in about 2007, I reckon. And I think the CD was older than that. They had one come out in 2012. They are active as a band, but I've not been in touch with them for ages, and it's my fault. One way to find out about them is to go to their Facebook page, Tony, which is...
facebook.com/pages/fire-exit/137312029679533?F=TS.
That's remarkable.
Yes.
Spot on.
There you go.
Does this mean you have Asperger's, or does this mean that you quite possibly had information pertaining to the website this week? That was the main one to start with. And why is that, Tony?
They haven't set a default yet, have they?
Set a default, you are well. Yeah, and I also messed up this week in that what I normally do is for those of you out there listening, is I send Tony a list of the songs, but I don't include the websites of the bands, and he has to guess them. But this week I forgot, and I sent him the one with the bands. So if you don't win 8-0 this week, there's something very, very wrong. Anyway, yes, and thanks very much to Fire Exit for giving us that CD all those years ago. I need to get back in touch with you boys. I need to get some of your new stuff because I am loving the Fire Exit. And that CD, that track you just heard, was recorded live in one take in the studio. So there's the odd bit and bobby in there, but I think really well recorded and a great punk rock feel.
Excellent.
Yes. Yeah. That's the bit when you say, that's right, Paul.
That's
and
right,
anyway,
Paul.
What I was thinking about it, what I'm basically saying is, I haven't got any jokes, poems, I've got nothing for this bit at all. I meant to have some additional material for you. I haven't got it. I have kind of. I was talking to someone the other day, you know, there's been this absolutely ridiculous hostage situation in Sydney that's ended with some deaths.
Yes.
And the guy responsible is not a part of ISIS.
No.
He was a nutter.
Yeah, mentalist, yeah.
Yeah, but all he had to do was drop that black flag in the window with Arabic writing on it, and everyone backed off, didn't they? Everyone backed off. They went, oh, no, no, it's ISIS, it's ISIS. And I thought, if it's as easy as that, I might get one for my car. Right. Stick it in the back window, and then I'll be able to park it anywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
No one's going to come near it. Oh, I might get a bumper sticker that don't follow me, follow Allah.
You'll never get blocked in.
No. I think I can park it anywhere. I'm not sure whether it's worth joining ISIS just for the parking privileges. But I would maybe consider it. Right, I better get on another track before someone declares a jihad on Punky.
Okay.
MFC Chicken, mate, we played this band several times before. The latest album's called Solid Gravy, which, along with another band we'll be playing in this show, possibly next, is in the top five albums of this year, as voted for by Viva La Rock magazine. And we're playing two of them in a row because I was very happy that we champion these bands, and they're getting the recognition they deserve as well, so we can bask in their reflective glory. Sound fair enough?
Excellent, yes.
Yeah. So, Tony, what I think you'll probably know is, what is MFC Chicken's Facebook page?
It's facebook.com/MFC Chicken.
It is. You know, this is quite a nice way of doing it.
Excuse me.
Like 1-8-0. It almost sounds like you've done the research. It's Tony 2, probably me and the internet 0. This is White Leather Boots. You're listening to Rich Morton's Sound Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bears this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was MFC Chicken. If I'm sounding a bit, they're all the way from London town, but they're from all over the world. There's two from Canada, one from England. They're excellent. Brilliant live act. If I'm sounding a bit throaty this week, it's because I've been in a cold country for a few days drinking and smoking.
Right.
And we'll talk about that later on. Cool. But right now, I was wondering if you had any Facebook comments.
I do.
Brilliant. That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
It's a good job you said it. I probably would have forgot.
You probably would have done that. I could never forget. I love that tune so much. It's inspired me.
Has it?
Yep. Next week I'll have a Christmas message in similar form.
Okay. Nice. Yeah.
I'll be recording again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for your free comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment. Get in touch, get involved. Tell us what you liked, who didn't like. Or send us messages like these. These are both in response to last week's show.
You sounded like a children's presenter.
Did I?
A music show, like on a Saturday morning music show then. Yeah, you're excellent.
Hello, children.
Oh, no, that's ruined it.
So, Fat Boys,
that sounded like George from Rainbow saying hello, George.
Hello, children.
Can you do a George impression?
Yeah, AB yeah. George.
Yeah, George the pilot.
Yeah, there you go. Fat Boys being touch. Say another cracker. What time you come on this week? I'll get the kettle on some Thailand Easter for Tony. Hey, what's he on about?
What is it? What is he on about?
What are you on about? Probably on about Fat Boy. What time you coming around next week?
Have you been speeding, Tony? You're talking very quickly.
I'm sorry about that. What time are you coming around next week? I'll get the kettle on and some tiling adhesive for Tony.
Right. Well, that's confused the pair of us.
I think Fatboy's been speeding.
He's been doing something.
Yeah, definitely.
I think he's been on the massive magic mushrooms.
Thanks for the comment, though.
Because he's a Portobello fella. But thank you for the comment, Fatboy. Yes, whatever you mean.
Very confusing. Graham Holland's been touched to say another top
show.
Hi, Graham. Another top show. And Paul was right. Oh, Gunquit are just great.
They really are, aren't they?
Yeah. Thanks for the comment, Graham.
Yeah, thank you very much, Graham. And you will be hearing more from them on this show next year. And I'm desperate to go and see them live.
That's it for Facebook.
It's beautifully done. And it also means that we better just hear this then.
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'm never going to tire of that.
No.
I'm actually never going to tire it. I know we've already got listeners switching off because we play it every week. I think it's great. Anyway, another band I think are great are also in the Viva La Rock top five albums of the year. And guess what? We've been championing them like mofos, haven't we? Yes, we have. Mm-hmm. And here's the proof. It's the last track from their album, Dead Punk, and not the last we'll play, the last track on it. This is Dragster. This is Skull Ring.
Nozzle.
You're listening to Robbie Allen Band Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I think we have a bit too much fun making this. The things we talk about while the tracks are on can't be repeated, or actually they could be repeated. But I'm basically just going to say we had a short chat that ended up with me going, yes, 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 bruv.
I've never been called bruv.
Never been called bruv before. That is because you ain't my fam, bruv.
In it.
Right. Anyway.
Yes.
Dragster from Coventry.
They are.
they rock the pants off that concrete hellhole. That track was Skulling. From their latest album, Dead Punk, as these guys, just get it. It's on STP Records, isn't it? It's on STP. Hello, Stuart. I think it's on STP. I think.
Okay.
Am I right?
I don't know.
I haven't got the album in front of me, rather stupidly. Anyway, Tony, I was wondering if you had the slightest inkling as to what their Bandcamp page might be.
I think it's dragsteruk.bandcamp.com.
Do you? Tony 3, pulling the internet, Neil. This is going to be a whitewash, and I'm going to enjoy every second of it. It's all my fault. Did you do anything at all last week of remote interest to our global listenership?
No, not really.
Of course you didn't. No. Right, let's not even go there, because you've got something to talk about for next week, I know. So, I went to Oslo.
Okay.
I had a brilliant time. It was surprisingly mild.
Oh, good.
I upset a woman at Stansted Airport. Well, I didn't upset her. I freaked her out and terrified her. What happened was, I like to have a pint before I fly.
Mm.
And I got to the Wetherspoons at Stansted, sat myself down, got a pint on the table. And it was a table for two with one chair spare, because I was waiting for one of the comics, a guy called Nick Coppin, who was on with me, to come over and join me. But he hadn't arrived yet. I thought, I'll get the table. There we go. Then this old woman comes over, ever so sweet, very nice woman, mid to late 60s, I guess. And she said, oh, excuse me, can I use this table number so I can order a cup of coffee? I thought that meant she'd go and say table 50, which is the one I was on, or 51 or 52, whatever it was. And then she'd hang about, and when they brought the coffee, she'd pick it up and fuck off somewhere. No. She just plonks herself down, waits for the fucking coffee. Now I've got a new friend, right? So I thought, right, in for a penny. So we started talking. Had a fabulous conversation. And by the time Nick showed up, I said, Nick, can you take a photo? And we had a photo taken with her. She didn't know what was going on. And I said, hey, I should put this on. I'll put this photo on Facebook and say, look, this is weird. We've just had a chat with this lovely lady. She went, oh, my God, I'm on Facebook. No, no, don't. No, bye, no pictures. And just picked up the bags and just fucked off.
How weird.
I even got on the plane. I was upsetting women. Had a great time while I was there, as you can tell from my voice. But it was the last time we had the venues. The venue, Queen's Pub, sadly, is closing. I mean, we've got some more sad news later on in the show about a closing venue. But Queen's Pub, a listed building in Oslo, is closing, so they can build a hotel on it. I'm furious because I had to find another venue. But I haven't just found one. I found two, Tony.
Oh,
and
excellent.
They're both brilliant. Well, with help. I didn't find it myself. The venue we're probably moving to is a venue in Oslo called Skirlet, and it's a purpose-built music and cabaret venue, the first one I've had in Oslo. It's absolutely brilliant. I went there for the meeting. That was great. And then got a message saying, oh, Paul, I've got you another meeting tomorrow night. On the Sunday night, I go for this meeting, thinking, oh, it'll be at 8 o'clock. No, 11 o'clock in a bar called Ivar's Crew Bar in Grønland, which is sort of east-central Oslo, if you like. And the reason that the meeting wasn't until 11 o'clock was because the jam session didn't start till then. Sunday night jam session starts at 11 o'clock. Obviously, the meeting was great. Obviously, I was still there at 3:30, gibbering nonsense, having paid about £100 on drinks. Because I wasn't on the discount rate anymore. I was getting carried away and having a great time. Yeah, spunked all my profit this weekend in the pub on the last night.
No,
yeah, outrageous. Anyway, had a brilliant time. Maybe using that venue as well in the future, who knows, but I had a great time in Oslo.
Good.
I just hung about with loads of stand-up comics, loads of beer and loads of young women that I've had inappropriate conversations with. One of them, actually, a woman called, I won't say her name, she's a high-flying, multiracial executive, very successful businesswoman who's a little bit Japanese, a little bit Norwegian, a little bit American, a little bit German.
Right.
And she said something to me I really did not expect. She came to our early show on the Saturday night at Queen's Pub, and she's I've met her several times before. She's a wonderful woman, very bright, very focused, very businesslike. But on Saturday night, she'd very had a drink early. And we're having this chat, and she suddenly said, have you heard of The Shocker? And I went, the what? She went, The Shocker. I thought, well, the only shocker I know is it's a sexual practice involving two of the gentleman's digits in the lady place and the little gentleman's digit in round the back, so to speak, in the bum hole.
Right.
Right? as a sexual practice, whether you like it or not. It's known as the shocker. It's a bit like surprise. Bang, right? Anyway, I went, the shocker? And she said, you know, two in the pink, one in the stink. Who's telling me? Have you been possessed? And she said, yeah, you know. Two in the snapper, one in the crapper. Oh, what? She went, I made that one up myself. Well, I don't know what was more shocking, the actual practice of it or hearing her say it. Anyway, it was enough for me to buy her a drink. Let's get on with two songs in a row, shall we?
Okay.
We've got a very special surprise coming after this song. See if you notice it. But first up, we've got a band from Italy. I can't remember where in Italy they're from, called Ashpipe. And we played a track by them called Football United during the World Cup. And I completely forgot to play this other track, so I thought, well, I really ought to play it now. So I am doing, and hopefully we'll get some more from Ashpipe in the future. Tony, I wonder if you know what Ashpipe's website is.
I believe it's ashpipe.net.
It's uncanny the way you're getting these things right. Tony Four, Paulie B in the Internet Nil. Stay tuned for Crash Dolls, but right now this is Quarry in Pomone.
Crash Dolls from Detroit.
You're listening to Punky Radio.
Turn it the fuck up.
Doing time, it's a big train wreck. It's a big train wreck.
You're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Crash Dolls and a track called Wrecking Ball. Crash Dolls are from Detroit City. And you also heard them do a little sting, a little bump for Punky Radio in between that. And don't they sound terrifying? They actually recorded it as a Christmas message, and I thought, this is going to scare the children. So I had to play it this week. They recorded it for our Christmas show next week, but I've had to bring them forward a week and do that this week. I thought, I can't have that. That's worrying.
There you go.
Worrying sting from the scariest sex punk band in the whole of Detroit City. I don't think they'll mind me calling them a sex punk band. They're sexy and they play punk rock. Sex punk, innit?
I think it's fine.
Sex punk.
Yeah.
Sex punk. Right, Tony, what is it? I'm going to say that again. Sex punk. What is Crash Dolls' website?
Crashdolls.com.
How are you spelling Crash Dolls?
With a Z at the end.
With a Z at the end. It's like you've got this information in front of you. It's Tony 5, Paulie B and the Internet Nil. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
Oh dear. Yes. Yeah, as alluded to last week, I did think I'd heard something and they did announce it last week, so the 12 Bar is closing.
When is it closed?
It was closed in January. I've got a short article which covers all the basic facts. And here we go. This is linked from our Facebook page. Following the recent closure of Madame Jojo's, the 12 Bar Club will close in January, meaning London Soho has now lost two iconic venues in less than 6 months. Writing on Facebook yesterday, the venue announced, "We are very sad to announce that 12 Bar Club has been given notice to vacate Denmark Street by the middle of January. 12 Bar Club will live on. We will announce details of our new location shortly."
Oh, good. Right, so at least they're going to be somewhere.
They are going to move, yeah. Speaking to Enemy, Henry Scott Irvine, who's the organiser for the campaign group Save Denmark Street, explained the venue will close on the 16th of Jan. It is with some regret today the Save Denmark Street campaign is to announce the current team running the venue, known as 12 Bar Club, will have to vacate the premises on January 16th as the landlord, property developer Consolidated have served the leasehold freeholder break clause, 30 days notice, thereby terminating the current lease in perpetuity.
Unbelievable.
It's one of the best live showcases in London. It's featured everyone from Jeff Buckley and Adele to the Libertines. A petition has been signed by more than 17,000 people. Previously reported, Madame Jojo's was closed following an incident of serious disorder which took place 24th October and appears to feature bouncers allegedly attacking around baseball bats. However, it's since emerged that the building's owner, Soho Estates, had earmarked for demolition many months before it was closed due to a violence.
Yeah, they were just looking for an excuse.
Yeah.
That's another great venue gone as well, Madame Jojo's.
So there you go. So they're basically had a cog pulled it from under them, it sounds like. I know there were still gigs scheduled into February, but they've just had to probably cancel everything.
Yeah. So, well, the very best of luck to them. But in the meantime, you've got some stuff to read out, haven't you?
I do. So it is still going. Cash it while you can. But this week, Thursday the 18th, Tankus the Henge, the Fuzzy.
We've played Fuzzness. Tankus the Henge on the show before.
Have we? Oh, okay. Yep.
Very, very good, Tankus the Henge. Kind of, it's a sort of scar affair.
Right.
Didn't they? They're brilliant, didn't they? They play, I think Tankers and Hens, I can't remember the name of the song now, but it was one of our, I think it was one of our summer favourites from 2013.
Oh, okay.
Was it called Cakewalk?
I have to look back.
A track called Cakewalk. They're brilliant, anyway.
Okay. The Fusilis,
there you go, got there in the
Fusilis,
end.
There you go. Last of the Bar Stalls, Bobo Bells, and a late set from the Swabler 3. So who won the Bish Bosh night?
It'll be great.
Yeah. How much do you think it is this evening?
Do you know, I'm going to go £6.
It is?
All right.
It's £6. Friday, this Friday, Goldblade. TV Amazing. Smith, we definitely played Goldblade before.
Oh, we've played Goldblade loads. Goldblade are absolutely brilliant, as fronted by John Robb of previous Membranes fame, a talking head on pretty much every single top 100 music, this and that things that ever happens on whatever channel it is, and also responsible for the website Louder Than War.
There you go. TV Smith as well.
TV Smith on the advert, so absolute legend, punk rock legend there as well.
Eastfield, Anabolic Steroids.
And Eastfield, again, have been that sort of, in terms of the more political end of punk rock, Eastfield have been at the very forefront of it for 15, 20 years.
Okay. Anabolic Steroids?
Anabolic Steroids, do we know them?
I don't think so.
I don't think we do, do we?
No. There you go. And a late set from Viva Las Vegas.
It'll be brilliant. It's just going to be a fantastic night. Seeing Goldblade live in a room that small will be an absolute... How they're going to get them on stage, I don't know.
I think it's advanced tickets only as well.
Yeah, I think it will be.
Yeah. How much do you think it will be?
Well, I would think with that thing, it would probably be more than usual. I'm going to go £10.
£8.
£8, right. So somewhere between. So yeah, but it's worth the extra couple of quid on the normal £6 rate. Go to that show if you possibly can.
It is. And finally, Saturday night, the Membranes Fairground Accidents, the November 5, Mister's Dead.
Yeah, I know, and I just mentioned Membranes. So basically, John Robb's down for the weekend. So that'll be another fantastic gig as well. I've been invited down to that gig.
Okay, cool.
And may yet go.
It's a late set from the Space Wasters as well.
Yeah.
Another London calling night.
Yeah, well, and again, I can't believe that'll be £6.
Nah, how much do you think it is?
Well, I'll maybe go £8 again.
It is, yeah.
It
about
is,
eight
yeah.
Hours.
Right, yeah, so absolutely worth it. Absolutely worth it. 688 we've got there then, Tony, which is 11 doors up from the Beast.
Yeah, same side of the road though. But
might know him.
Further up.
Maybe just sort of how do terms.
Pass him on the way to the newsagent.
Yeah, when he's walking one of his hell dogs.
Yeah. That's it for this week.
So that concludes
Tony's
International Gig Guide 12. Yes, yeah. And I hope to get down there. I am going to try. What I'll have to do is see if I can stay somewhere on Sunday night, because what I won't want to do is leave early.
No. True.
I might have to furnish myself a Saturday night London plan there. Anyway.
Okay.
Beautifully done, and I'm just so sorry for the trial puff, but which is the reason why I would like to get down there this week, because it might be the last time I ever get down there to that venue. But the best of luck to them for the future.
Yeah. It is a shame. I don't know where it's all going to really, but anyway, who knows, eh?
Yeah, but anyway, what a fantastic time to play it. A classic old Goldblade track, one from the vaults. We played this a few times in the early days, haven't played it for years. From their album Rebel Songs, which came out in about 2005, I think. Maybe 2006.
Hmm.
Yeah, 2006 probably. 2005 or 6. They haven't got the year on the CD in front of me, so I don't know exactly, but best part of 10 years old. Absolutely brilliant album. Worth, I don't know whether physically it's still available, but it would be worth getting it on however you get to download things now, whatever, CD Baby or iTunes or something like that, but get it. It's a brilliant album. This is the second track from it, and it's great. What we'll know is, Tony, what's Goldblade's website?
Goldblade.com.
It is indeed. Tony, 6 probably be in the internet nil. You know, maybe it's an early Christmas gift I've given you this week, unwittingly. Anyway, This is Black Sheep Radical.
Che Guevara.
Shut up!
You stanky little chuff.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'm sorry that link was so long, but we had a lot to get through.
Yeah.
It's a bit like the old days with the links this week, isn't it?
Yeah.
Me getting carried away. We'll keep this one short. I'm saying we will. I mean, you've got a plan. When I say what you're doing this week, you've got something to tell me.
I'm going away. That's what I'm doing this week. Yeah. I'm going to Germany. This Friday morning, I drive down to Dover to do my nice long car drive, because I don't fly. 4 hours to Dover, 2 hours to Dunkirk, 4 hours to Dusseldorf.
Right.
And then we've got 4 days in a nice hotel in Dusseldorf. Then we've got Christmas at the in-laws. And a couple days more of doing bits and pieces, and then coming back. It's a nice, relaxed time. Hope to check out the Christmas markets and drink some hot wine, have some good times. It should be good.
Just an idea. When you come back, you know, you can always stop off at mine for a brew.
The only problem is we would have been driving about 8 hours. So it depends what time it is.
Oh, okay.
Well, generally, it's like...
Well, anyway, if you want to break the journey up, stay at mine.
Cool.
Actually, you reminded me of something. That, not this week, but I was offered... While I was in Oslo, I got an email from my agent saying, you've been offered a gig in Hamburg, would you like it? I went, yes, I would, on the 30th of January. But I didn't see the email for 4 hours after it was sent. Sent her the email back saying, yes, I'd love to. She contacted the guy to say, yeah, he'd like it. And the guy went, oh, it's gone now.
Bye, man.
So I didn't get a gig in Hamburg as quickly as I had got one. But apparently they are going to book me back for it at some point. I would like to go. I've never been to Hamburg.
I've never been now. I keep meaning to go.
And the gig apparently is brilliant. So we'll see.
Okay,
but
good.
Yeah, so I lost that. This week, all I'm doing this week is on Friday... I'm doing a private gig at Lexford Rugby Club, and then on Saturday I might be going to 12 Bar. That's it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's crack on. This is the Antidotes parking lot.
I'm so fucking bored. It's so damn hot. Smoking cigarettes outside his hood-up shop. I want it to be 2-4-3. Second games with my charts, I fucking lost my voice. It's like 100 degrees, 70% humidity. I need a drink to cool down, hit all the stores in town. We don't know where to go until tonight's show. I want it to be 2-4-3, happy hour university. My charts, I fucking lost my voice. It's like 100 degrees, 70% humidity. I need to cool down. I hit all the stores in town. We don't know where to go.
You're listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Antidotes, all the way from Florida. Punk rock from Florida. I like that. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ The Antidotes.
It is indeed. It's Tony Seven, probably being internet nil. The Antidotes being TheAntidotes. Facebook.com/ The Antidotes. And thanks to The Antidotes for getting in touch with us and sending us their stuff. Really like it. If you're a punk band that would like to be featured on this show, email some MP3s to me. If I like them, I'll play them. It's as simple as that, really. PaulieB@punkyradio.com. Now, have you got a twat?
I do.
Yes.
If you have a twat to nominate, don't forget, do email me. Always need more. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Do get in touch, or twat seed with thanks. This week, Insane Star's been in touch.
Oh, fantastic. Hello, Instant Star.
She sent through three twats, which I'm going to use
Good
for
Lord.
The next few weeks. She's done me for twat until the new year, so thank you very much for that,
well,
Miss Star. It's a twatology, is what I'm saying.
The Insane Star twatology. Brilliant.
So, she says, as you're always so desperate for twat, I thought I'd send three to keep you going through this cold winter. And this week's is my doctor.
Oh,
I've had double vision and vertigo for the past 2 weeks now. The first time I went to see him, he couldn't figure out what was wrong, but gave me some anti-sickness tablets, which didn't work. Next time I went back, he still couldn't figure it out, but at least he gave me some anti-sickness tablets that do work. I thought doctors were supposed to identify illness and try to cure people. Why can't he figure it out, and why does he keep sending me away with tablets that just treat the symptoms? Maybe I'm just moaning because I'm poorly and irritable, but I'd still like to nominate Dr. Saxton in North Yorkshire as a twat.
Bit harsh,
I can never turn this woman down.
No,
I can
exactly.
never turn this woman down, simply because I'm still waiting for her used knickers in the post. She never acknowledges it.
What a lovely Christmas gift that would be. I must have been asking for these things for 5 years.
I think so. Not a word.
Surely she's got a pair on the way out by now.
Maybe she doesn't wear them. Maybe she's a good commando. Maybe
oh,
she doesn't
you know
understand
what,
they are.
That had never occurred to me. And all she had to say is that,
yeah.
And I'd stop asking.
She never says it. Don't know why. There you go.
I think she's been teasing me all this time.
Yeah.
And I think one day I'm going to get an enormous package. Oh, Tony, I said enormous package. Full of Insane Stars, used underwear.
Maybe they're whipping their way around the postal system. And they just... One day you will get all the deliveries at once.
Well, do you think her pants have been held up?
Yeah. They're in some depot somewhere. They'll get there.
Well, it must
I
be
trust Royal
a depot
Mail.
Of love. But yes, go for it, my friend.
Okay. So, for not treating the sickness, just treating the symptoms, Dr. Saxton from North Yorkshire
is a twat. Now, come on, Insane Star. We fulfil our half of the bargain. Send me your pants.
There you go.
Right. Last track this week, Tony, and you might remember that I last week wished Juanito Wow a happy birthday, but I didn't realise it was his birthday till 2 years to play a track by Wowie Los Args. This is from their latest album, Todo Roto, which means totally knackered, I think, basically. And it's about right, judging by the photo of on the back cover. I love Wowie Los Args, and we haven't played a track of theirs for way too long. I don't think we've ever played this song before. Tony, for 7 points, because I realised I hadn't put their website on and I've just checked, what is Wowie Los Args' Facebook page?
facebook.com/Wowie Los Args.
Oh, it is! It's Tony 14, poorly being. I'm gutted. I thought I might get a draw there. Args is A-R-R-G-H-S, so it's W-A-U-Y-L-O-S-A-R-R-G-H-S. Tony 14, poorly being internet nil, and this is Fruta Podrita.
Yeah.
that's about it for this week. I hope you had a really, really good time and enjoyed yourself with the music. Sorry that I rattled on a bit this week, but we had a lot to get through. Tony, seeing as people are still in time for a Christmas gift, maybe you could just mention our Cafe Press page again.
Yep, it's cafepress.com/punkyradio. It's linked to my website, punkyradio.com. At the top of the page is a store link. Do go there and check out our goods, check out our bad selves. If you want anything adding to the store, do let me know. tony@punkyradio.com. There's one of a few things, but it is a little bear, so if you do, if you do want anything adding, do just let me know. We haven't revisited it in a while, but we can have one of anything on there, really. So
basically, we can personalise your merch for you. We don't make any money out of it, but some of the stuff, they're really nice things to have. I can recommend the clock.
There you go.
And maybe you could just very briefly mention the internet stations that carry the show as well.
Yep, we're on the Internet Talk Superstation at TalkSuperstation.com. We're on Padunk, Padunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K Radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra, A-N-D-R-A.S-E.
That's about it for this week. Next week we have our Christmas special show, and it features, I'm going to tell you right now, the best rendition of the 12 Days of Christmas you will ever hear.
Excellent.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog, a poog.